Good morning. It is 9:03 a.m. If you're joining us off net today, it's Wednesday, April 8th, 2015, all across Alaska. We're in the Capitol in room 532, and this is the Senate Finance Committee. With me this morning at the table, Co-Chairman Kelly, welcome. Vice Chairman Michicki, welcome. Senator Hoffman, welcome. Senator Dunleavy, welcome. And myself, Senator McKinnon. Senator Bishop is on state business on a conference call right now. And Senator Olson, welcome.
Good morning.
Before us today is the Senate Bill 26, Alaska's Capital Budget, for introduction. I'd like to make a brief comments and then ask for a motion to accept the CS, and then we'll take a brief at ease so that we can pass that out. First, our primary goal was to leverage federal dollars. As many of you know, Alaska is facing an unprecedented fall in revenue to the state of Alaska. Our recent spring forecast that was released on Friday increased our draw from savings at a projection of $3.9 billion now, and up from $3.5. So $3.9 billion will be withdrawn from Alaska savings accounts by June 30th of this year, with a projected additional draw in next year if all spending were equal to another $4 billion. The capital budget that you'll see released in a few minutes is leveraging federal dollars. It attempts to complete projects that are already in the queue. It reduces general fund spending. And I can say that we add no general fund dollars. With that, Senator Kelly.
Madam Chair, I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 26, Finance, version 29-GS1781/N, as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of introduction. Ms. Pierre. First, I'd like to thank my staff. She's worked countless hours. She's been here till 11 p.m. many, many nights in trying to prepare this budget. Ms. Pierre, if you could identify yourself for the record and give us a quick walkthrough.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Laura Pierre, staff to Senator McKinnon. I'll just give a very high-level overview of the numbers, both for the capital portion of the bill and the supplemental, and go through the money that we are reappropriating to the Alaska Housing Capital Corporation account, and then go over a few items that we did add, like you said, Madam Chair, not with general fund dollars. With that, the capital appropriation for the bill is $108,318,036 in unrestricted general funds, $13,012,659 in designated general funds, $61,233,800 in other funds, and $1,271,449,623 in federal receipts, and that brings us to a total of $457,516,900.
Ms. Pierre, if I could ask you to pause for just a moment. Brief at ease. back on the record. I apologize, Ms. Pierre. I failed to distribute the copies to those that were waiting in the gallery. Ms. Pierre.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the supplemental section of the bill, in UGF, it's $225,000. For Exxon Valdez oil spill EVOS funds, it's $1.5 million. In federal receipts, it's $690,000, and that's a total of $2,415,000. Also in the bill, you will see several reappropriations where we are taking old project funds from old projects and reappropriating them to the Alaska Housing Capital Corporation account. And those, all those funds total $131,002,000. Some additions that we made to the bill are in Fish and Game, we added funding through the EVOS for the Kenai Peninsula Aquatic Ecosystem Restoration, and that was for $8,175,000. In addition, in Fish and Game, we added $500,000 in statutory designated program receipts to leverage federal funds for the Pittman-Robertson program, and that those federal funds is $11,250,000. We also added a reappropriation request from the governor's office for Arctic policy planning. And in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, we added $33 million in federal receipts for the Cape Blossom Road project that will complete the road to the port. And in exchange for receiving those $33 million in federal funds, we will get back $4.1 million to the AHCC account. With that, Madam Chair, I'm happy to take any questions.
Are there questions from committee members? I'll remove my objection. The CS for Senate Bill Number 26, Finance, Draft N, dated 4-7-15, is before the committee. Is there any further business or comments regarding the capital budget? I'd like to request committee members, if there are amendments, I know that there's conversations that we'll have with the people of Alaska about what has been presented. If amendments could be to our office by 5 o'clock today, we will work with members throughout this building to consider their requests. Ms. Pierre, anything else? With that, we're adjourned.